The BAFTA Awards will be handed out this Sunday, March 13. You can visit their site to find out how best to watch. We will, of course, be around to report on the winners with live updates. As far as whether or not this will make a difference in the Oscar race, like the Critics' Choice and the DGA, the BAFTAs are hitting just before Academy voters get their ballots in hand. So perhaps the Brit contingent will be more influential than they have been in the past. However, that can only take us so far. This is the second year when the BAFTA has used a committee to help select their best director and acting nominees. In the current system, the voters still pick the winners. If they didn't necessarily vote for all the nominees, they're going to vote for the nominees that best reflect what they would have chosen. This is why they chose Frances McDormand in Nomadland last year. It was as though the other four nominees in the category didn't fully register, and a few were conspicuous in their absence. Viola Davis wasn't there. Andra Day wasn't there. Carey Mulligan wasn't there. So is it a fair contest? No. Is it a contest at all? Not really. Does it help the nominees? Maybe. They have a credit on their resume that they were nominated for a BAFTA, but without the groundswell of support from an entire industry, does it make them better known or help them get better jobs in the future? Maybe. Maybe not. However good their intentions, and they are good, as with the good intentions of every other group trying to make things better for marginalized or sidelined communities, I personally think it begins to look like the BAFTA committees are partly using people as shields to protect the overall membership from criticism. Whether it's the Academy doing it, extremely powerful corporations doing it, websites doing it, or the BAFTA doing it, at the end of the day, if it doesn't reflect who they actually are, then it is a lie. A pretty lie, perhaps, but a lie all the same. If you're going to be in the business of handing out awards, then they have to be based on merit, or at least pretend to be. The BAFTA isn't pretending, and that, I think, might be counterproductive to their end goal. In terms of Best Director, the end result will be the same as it would have been, most likely. Jane Campion has this wrapped up. It will be shocking if anyone else wins there. In Best Actress, there are no nominees that correspond with the Oscars, so that will be an interesting category to watch in terms of winners. Interesting, but unhelpful for our purposes. But there are categories that were open to the voters at large, like Best Picture, the Screenplay and the Crafts categories. Here, we will get a decent idea of which films and filmmakers they truly liked best. As we know, they are very influential and ubiquitous at the Academy, especially in the acting branch, lots of Brits. What I will be watching for is whether Belfast can be revived there before heading into the Producers Guild. For Best Picture, there are five contenders. Belfast Don't Look Up, Dune, Licorice Pizza, The Power of the Dog. You have to kick it all the way back to 2004 to find a year when the Best Picture winner at the Oscars was not a BAFTA nominee for Best Picture. And that's because back then the Academy had just changed its date from being held later in March. Due to a screener glitch, the film, Million Dollar Baby, wasn't seen by BAFTA members, so it could not be factored in. It was eligible the following year and got nada. But since then, all of the Best Picture winners had a corresponding BAFTA nom. Coda does have screenplay and supporting actor at BAFTA and did make the long list, but the voters did not choose it as one of their favorite five. So this is likely down to yet again Belfast versus The Power of the Dog. The key thing to remember about the BAFTA vote is that it will not be preferential, but will be a simple plurality of all of their members. In recent years, the BAFTA best pick hasn't lined up with the Oscars, nor do the screenplay wins match very often. At the Oscars, screenplay almost always goes with best picture. At the BAFTAs, it doesn't necessarily. 2020 Best Picture, Nomadland. Screenplay, The Father, Promising Young Woman. 2019 Best Picture, 1917, Parasite. Screenplay, Jojo Rabbit, Parasite. 2018 Best Picture, Roma, Green Book. Screenplay, BlacKkKlansman. The Favorite, Green Book. 2017 Best Picture, 3 Billboards. Screenplay, Call Me By Your Name. 3 Billboards, Get Out. 2016 Best Picture, La La Land, Moonlight. Screenplay, Lion, Moonlight, Manchester by the Sea. 2015 Best Picture, The Revenant, Spotlight. Screenplay, The Big Short, Spotlight. 2014 Best Picture, Boyhood, Birdman. Screenplay. The Theory of Everything, Imitation Game, Grand Budapest Hotel, Birdman. 2013 Best Picture. 12 Years a Slave. Screenplay. Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, Her. 2012 Best Picture. Argo. Screenplay. Silver Linings Playbook, Argo, Django Unchained. 2011 Best Picture. The Artist. Screenplay. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, The Descendants, The Artist, Midnight in Paris. 2010 Best Picture. The King's Speech. Screenplay. The King's Speech, The Social Network. 2009 Best Picture. The Hurt Locker. Screenplay. Up in the Air, Precious, The Hurt Locker. As you can see, only once in the era of the preferential ballot, last year, did both Best Picture and Screenplay line up between the BAFTAs and the Oscars. Also, worth noting there is about a 50-50 record of matching with Best Picture. So that is something to bear in mind. Either which way, here are our predictions, such as they are. Best Film, Belfast, Mark Johnson, Sacha Stone. Don't Look Up, Dune, Licorice Pizza, The Power of the Dog, Marshall Flores, Clarence Moy, Ryan Adams. Outstanding British Film, After Love Alley and Ava Belfast, Marshall, Clarence, Mark, Sacha, Ryan. Boiling Point, Cyrano. Everybody's talking about Jamie, House of Gucci, Last Night in Soho, No Time to Die, Passing. Outstanding debut by a British writer, director or producer. After Love, Marshall, Clarence, Sacha. Boiling Point, The Harder They Fall, Keyboard Fantasies, Passing, Mark, Ryan. Best Film Not in the English Language. Drive My Car, Marshall, Clarence, Mark, Sacha, Ryan. The Hand of God, Parallel Mothers, Petite Maman, The Worst Person in the World. Best Documentary, Becoming Cousteau, Cow Flea, Marshall, Clarence, Mark, Ryan. The Rescue, Summer of Soul, Sacha. Best Animated Film, Encanto, Marshall, Clarence, Mark, Sacha, Ryan. Flea, Luca. The Mitchells vs. the Machines. Best Director, Aleem Khan, After Love, Ryusuke Hamaguchi, Drive My Car, Audrey Dewan, Happening, Paul Thomas Anderson, Licorice Pizza, Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog, Marshall, Clarence, Mark, Sacha, Ryan. Julia Ducournau, Titan. Best Original Screenplay, Aaron Sorkin, Being the Ricardos, Kenneth Branagh, Belfast, Marshall, Clarence, Mark, Sacha, Ryan. Adam McKay, Don't Look Up, Zach Baylin, King Richard, Paul Thomas Anderson, Licorice Pizza. Best Adapted Screenplay, Sean Hader, Coda, Ryusuke Hamaguchi, Drive My Car, Ryan. Eric Roth, John Spaihts, Denis Villeneuve, Dune, Maggie Gyllenhaal, The Lost Daughter, Sacha. Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog, Marshall, Clarence, Mark. Best Actress, Lady Gaga, House of Gucci, Mark. Alana Hyam, Licorice Pizza, Amelia Jones, Coda. Sacha. Renata Riensva, The Worst Person in the World, Marshall. Joanna Scanlon, After Love, Clarence. Tessa Thompson, Passing. Best Actor, Adil Akhtar, Ali and Ava, Mahershala Ali, Swansong, Benedict Cumberbatch, The Power of the Dog, Marshall, Clarence, Mark. Leonardo DiCaprio, Don't Look Up, Stephen Graham, Boiling Point, Ryan. Will Smith, King Richard, Sacha. Best Supporting Actress, Katrina Balfe, Belfast, Jessie Buckley, The Lost Daughter, Ariana Debus, West Side Story, Marshall, Clarence, Mark, Sacha, Ryan. Ann Dowd, Mass, Anjanue Ellis, King Richard, Ruth Negga, Passing. Best Supporting Actor, Mike Feist, West Side Story, Ryan. Sharon Hinds, Belfast, Clarence, Mark. Troy Kotsur, Coda, Sacha. Woody Norman, Come On, Come On, Jesse Plemons, The Power of the Dog, Cody Smith McPhee, The Power of the Dog, Marshall. Best Original Score, Being the Ricardos, Don't Look Up, Dune, Marshall, Mark, Sacha, Ryan. The French Dispatch, The Power of the Dog, Clarence. Best Casting, Boiling Point, Clarence Dune, Sacha. The Hand of God, King Richard, West Side Story, Marshall, Mark, Ryan. Best Cinematography, Dune, Mark, Sasha Nightmare Alley No Time to Die The Power of the Dog. Marshall, Clarence, Ryan The Tragedy of Macbeth. Best Editing. Belfast, Sasha Dune, Marshall, Mark Licorice Pizza No Time to Die. Clarence, Ryan Summer of Soul. Best Production Design. Cyrano Dune, Marshall, Mark, Sasha The French Dispatch Nightmare Alley. Clarence, Ryan West Side Story. Best Costume Design. Cruella, Marshall, Clarence, Mark, Sasha, Ryan Cyrano Dune The French Dispatch Nightmare Alley. Best Makeup and Hair. Cruella, Clarence, Ryan Cyrano Dune, Marshall, Mark The Eyes of Tammy Faye, Sasha House of Gucci. Best Sound. Dune, Marshall, Mark Last Night in Soho No Time to Die. Clarence A Quiet Place Part 2 West Side Story, Sasha, Ryan. Best Special Visual Effects. Dune, Marshall, Clarence, Mark, Sasha, Ryan Free Guy Ghostbusters. Afterlife The Matrix Resurrections No Time to Die. Share this. Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.